Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
World leaders are meeting this week in New York, discussing, among other things, the war in Syria, which has produced nearly 5 million refugees and internally displaced millions more. In the U.S., 10,000 Syrian refugees were accepted this year, with Texas among the states receiving the most, even though some in the state have tried to block the refugees from coming. One of those refugees is Bassam al-Abbas, who is married with three children. They left their home in Syria in 2012 and arrived in the U.S. in May. They're now living in the Austin area. We'll be speaking with him through an interpreter, Katan Mustafa, of the Refugee Services of Texas. Bassam, welcome.
Marhaban bik, Bassam.
Ahlo sahla.
Thank you so much.
And let me ask you, Bassam, you've been in the U.S. since May. How difficult was it for you to get here?
أنت كنت في أوستن أو جيت لأوستن في شهر الخامس. كيف كانت حياتك؟ هل هي تكلمنا عن الصعوبات اللي واجهتها؟
طبعا أول ما بيصل الواحد يعني بيكون ما عنده لغة. اللغة صعبة طبعا, الواحد ما عنده لغة صعب إنه يتعامل مع اللي حواليه.
When I first arrived in May, my first difficulty was the language. I wasn't able to speak the language that the most people here speak.
Have you been learning English?
بديت تتعلم اللغة الإنجليزية؟
طبعاً.
Yes, of course, I started.
And how much vetting did you have to go through in order to be processed and allowed to come into the United States?
كم من الإجراءات الأمنية أنت دخلت عليها قبل ما خلوك تدخل أمريكا؟
أنا ضليت أعمل مقابلات حوالي السنة وثمان أشهر.
The interviews for the vetting took me 1 year and 8 months.
Wow. And have you been able to find work?
هل استطعت الحصول على عمل هنا في أوستن؟
طبعاً.
Yes, of course.
What are you doing?
شوف شغلك.
مجال البناء.
I'm working in construction.
And what about your family? Are your children going to school here?
وكيف عائلتك هنا؟ الأطفال بيروحوا للمدرسة؟
بالمدرسة.
Yes, my kids go to school.
Well, tell us about how your experience has been and how your family's experience has been. What do you think of the United States?
ممكن تتكلم لنا عن تجربتك, تجربة عائلتك, شنو اللي ظن عن أمريكا أو حياتك في أمريكا؟
يعني من أول ما اجتني السفرة أنا كنت ناظر المنظور منظور عقد عمل, جاني عقد عمل على أمريكا, فجيت لهون وشفت الاستقبال طبعا بالمطار.
When I first came or I knew I'm going to America, I thought it's like this is a work contract. So I was thinking, I was like, I'm going there to work. And then when I arrived at the airport, a lot of people welcomed me.
وكانت فرصة دراسة لأطفالي كمان, يعني كنت عم بفكر مستقبل أطفالي إنه فرصة دراسة يعني.
And I was thinking about like the future of my kids, and I think my kids will have really good education opportunity.
وصلنا واستقبلتنا المنظمة اللي هي الـ RST.
When I arrived, the RST organization welcomed me.
ومشينا بالإجراءات القانونية, الأوراق والأمور الثانية, يعني كل الأوراق الرسمية.
And immediately I start to applying for my paperwork here that's required from me.
والأمور تمام الحمد لله, يعني الأطفال في المدرسة وأنا عندي وظيفة كويسة والأمور ماشية الحمد لله تمام.
Everything is okay. Thank God I have a job. My kids now in the school. Everything is going well with me.
And what about the neighbors there in Austin? Have people welcomed you?
ماذا عن الجيران بتاعك بمدينة أوستن؟ هل رحبوا فيك؟
كتير.
A lot.
لدرجة لا توصف يعني. يعني عطونا فكرة خلونا نحب البلد.
I cannot describe how much they welcomed me. they made us love this country.
Have you faced any people who don't want you there? We know that leaders in the state of Texas spent several months trying to keep Syrian refugees out of the state.
هل أنت واجهت أي شخص ما مرحب بيك وقول إحنا بنعرف إنه سياسيين في تكساس ما بيريدوا اللاجئين السوريين بيجوا لأوستن أو لتكساس؟
لا لا ما واجهت أي حدا من هذول الناس.
I haven't faced any negativity. I haven't faced any people who never welcomed me.
Well, what would you say to people who are scared of Syrian refugees coming into the U.S. and then some of them deciding to do harm to Americans?
شو أنت بتريد تقول للناس اللي في أمريكا اللي ما بيريدوا اللاجئين السوريين يجون لأن يظنون إنه اللاجئين السوريين راح يأذون هذا البلد؟ شو بدك بتقول لهم؟
إحنا بنقول لهم يعني إنه النظرة اللي أخذينها عنا أكيد هي نظرة غلط، وإذا في يعني إحنا اللي إجينا العيال اللي وصلت لهون الناس اللي وصلت لأمريكا أكيد إحنا راح نحاول إنه نغير هاي الصورة اللي أخذينها عنا الصورة الغلط.
The people who think a negative way about Syrian refugees, I think this is a wrong thought from them. We are the Syrian refugees who are currently in America. We will work to make them switch these thoughts about us.
Have you kept in touch with people back in Syria? And what do you think could bring an end to the civil war there?
هل أنت عندك تواصل مع ناس في سوريا لحد الآن؟ وشنو تتصور أنه راح ينهي الحرب الأهلية في سوريا؟
والله يا ريت يعني أنا أهلي كلهم برات سوريا، ما إلي حدا في سوريا.
All my family have left Syria. I have no one stayed in Syria now.
Have they all come to the United States or they've gone to other places?
عائلتك اللي عافوا في سوريا جوي لليونايتد ستيت ولا راحوا خارج سوريا في بلد ثاني؟
لا في بلد ثاني خارج سوريا.
They left Syria to a different country, but they are not here in the US.
So do you think that the civil war can come to an end at any point, or what should be done?
أنت تتوقع أنه الحرب الأهلية راح تنتهي؟ شنو اللي راح يصير على أساس علشان تنتهي الحرب؟
والله بالنسبة لي أنا هاي المواضيع يعني ما عندي فكرة عنها، لأنه أنا نظرتي للحياة نظرة عمل ونظرة دراسة، يعني ما بحب أفكر بأي منطلق تاني أو أي منحنى تاني.
I don't like to think about like the civil war. My life is focused around work and school. I just don't like to think about the war.
Do you ever want to return to Syria?
ممكن أنت ترجع لسوريا في يوم من الأيام؟
هلا أكيد إنه الواحد بلده يعني ما راح، بس يعني المهم عندي مستقبل أطفالي، حياتي مربوطة بمستقبل أطفالي.
سوريا is my country, but my life now is connected around my kids, and my kids' future is here.
So now that your kids are in the United States, what do they want to do with their future? What do they want to be when they grow up?
Okay, الآن أنت في الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية، شو أطفالك بدو بيكونوا من لما بيكبروا؟
لعندي ثلاث أطفال. الكبير بدو يصير مهندس طيران.
I have three kids. My oldest son wants to be an engineer, a plane engineer.
والثاني بده يكون مهندس الكترونيات كمبيوتر وبرمجيات.
Okay, my second son wanna be IT engineer.
وعندي الصغير مولع بالحيوانات، بيحب انه بس يكبر يصير طبيب بيطري.
Okay, and my youngest one loves animals and he wanna be working in the medical field with animals.
Well, Bassam Al Abbas, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for joining us, and give our best to your family as well.
You're welcome.
And Katan Mustafa, I want to thank you as well for doing a great job of translating for us. That's Katan Mustafa with the Refugee Services of Texas. Thank you to you.
Thank you so much.